And summiting Everest must come with a feeling of triumph and joy that only a handful of people on Earth can understand. But the rest of us can still revel in more modest accomplishments. We've been asking you to share stories about the teenagers in your life, what they're up to, where they're finding joy. In our last conversation, we met Vinosh Fullan, who took up rowing on the James River during the pandemic. He told us it boosted his self-esteem.
Rowing and having that confidence in my physical ability really helped me have more confidence in my social skills. It helped me like reach out to people and be better at talking. And so I made more friends there.
While sports and exercise have been bringing a lot of joy to the kids that we've been hearing from, so has music. That is a song composed by Devontae Parker. He's a senior at Northeast Early College High School in Denver. Lauren Macario Francisco is a sophomore at the same school. Both wrote in to tell us how much music has soothed them during a couple of rough years in this pandemic. Devontae and Lauren, come on in. Welcome.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going pretty well. And Devontae, first of all, well done. How does it feel to hear your song there played on the radio?
Not gonna lie, felt a little special. Made me feel like somebody remembered it.
Yeah, well, that's the name of the song, Remember. So tell me about how you made that music and what you were trying to do with it.
So basically what I do is every Saturday and Sunday, I go in and I make at least 5 to 7 beats, you know, just to post out through the week. So I have like a beat a day type thing. And before I made that beat, I was making a lot of like hard trap drums and big 808s and stuff and, you know, like synthesizers and stuff. And I was like, let me cool it down a little bit. Let me chill out. Let me go ahead and pull up a little e-piano and set down the chords. And then I was looking online and then I found these vocals and it was just like I remember days like that. And I was like, yo, that sounds so good. And it goes perfectly with the melody. And I was just like, yeah, that's going in there for sure. I just sat back, programmed some drums to it, and then, you know, here we are.
Absolutely, and it sounds really good. So a question that I have for both of you, and Lauren, I want you to go first. Tell me why making music is important to you. Why does it bring you joy?
It's important to me because it makes me feel good. It gives me inspiration and a reason to continue to do what I love. Music has helped me through a lot.
Okay, hold that thought. We're going to get there. And we're going to hear some of your music too, Lauren. But first, Devontae, you answer the question. Why does music bring you joy?
So music brings me joy because it just helps me be in a creative space, help me get my emotions out in a non-violent way and a way to just express myself in a way for everybody to enjoy what comes together, you know, because the thing that I made. Mm-hmm. I like to see the look on people's faces when I'm like, yo, I made this or I made that. And they're like, yo, you made that? Yep, mm-hmm, yours truly.
Hmm. And look, one of the reasons we wanted to talk to you both is because so many people your age are having a hard time, right? We're hearing that kids, teenagers, they're feeling hopeless. Some are feeling depressed. Devontae, what was your pandemic experience like? I mean, were there days that were dark and difficult for you too, where music got you through it?
Yeah, there was a couple times where it was more of a stress thing because my mom at the time, she worked directly with like COVID samples at the time for 2 years. And that was really stressful because like, whew, she would come home and be like, oh, I gotta go get tested again, or I gotta go do this. And I'm like, yo, like, I live with you. You need to chill out. But we never contracted anything. I was always in the house unless I was at work. But music really did get me through the pandemic, though, because at those times I was really anxious because I was like, man, I hope she gets this negative test, because if she has a negative, if she have a positive test, and I'm gonna have to get tested and this and that. And I'm just like, man, I'm just going another headspace for a little bit. I'm just turn on, you know what I'm saying, my little computer and get to work, you know, make some melodies.
Lauren, what about you? Can you tell me about some of the challenges you've been facing down the past few years?
Yes, my dad got sick during COVID, My whole family basically got sick. My brother, my sister, and my mom.
Yeah.
It passed through all of us because we lived together, so. But I'd say the person that got it the most was my dad. I think he got it like the worst out of all of us.
Was he okay?
He had to be sent to the hospital a few times, but we pulled through it. And it was hard also because we couldn't see like family and stuff.
Yeah. So my question for you, Lauren, is how music helped steady you through all that. I mean, did you find yourself just putting in your headphones and listening to your favorite songs or making music?
I would just listen to it because the songs let you know that you're not alone in things, that like other people are going through it too.
Lauren, we heard some of Devante's music at the top there. I want to hear some of yours now. Tell me about this song that you gave us to play today.
There's not really much to it, honestly.
Oh, I don't know. Let's hear it.
Sound in the beginning is very like, I guess like a dreamy. I was playing around with it when I made that.
Speaking of dreams, what kind of dreams do you have for your futures? Right? Do you both want to be musicians? Devante, start with you.
Me personally, I'm planning on going to college for the fall to study music production and audio engineering.
Great.
I want to go for maybe 2 years to get my associates. And after that, I want to be in the engineering side of business. I like making music, but I can see how that gets stressful. But like engineering things, like you're just sitting there, you know, pressing record basically and getting everybody's, you know, getting their vocals right. I just want to be part of the music process. I don't have to be like, I don't have to be the lead singer or I don't have to be, you know, like the drummer or the producer or anything. But I mean, I can be, but I'd rather just make music and be comfortable, really.
Yeah. Lauren, do you want to be a musician?
I do. I would like that. Like, I agree with Devante. You don't want to just, like, stick to one thing. But also, aside from music, I would like to, like, maybe, like, design clothing. I really like creating, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you're a sophomore. You've got so much time. Lauren Macario Francisco and Devante Parker, a senior, both students at Northeast Early College High School in Denver, Colorado. Thank you so much for speaking with us and sharing your music and your joy. We really appreciate it.
Of course.
Of course. Anytime.
And by the way, both of these amazing kids are a part of a social justice and arts group in Denver called Youth on Record. We're going to leave you with some more of Devante's music. This song is called Autumn. If you want to share some of your joy with us, write to letters@hereandnow.org, or you can find us on Twitter @hereandnow.